Brunch is a very modern meal as we think of it. It wasn't even invented really till the 1890s, and it didn't become anything of a meal in the United States till the 1920s. I mean, before then, it was really a midday meal and an evening meal, and then there was lunch later on as people kind of structured their lives around having to work, you know? And right. So then there was the third meal, and then we could say that brunch came much after that.
And then, of course, relegated to the weekends.
On episode 188 of A Taste of the Past, host Linda Palacio talks to Farah Ternekar, author of Brunch, A History, who shares some of the many origin stories for the modern leisure meal.
You mentioned in England that a lot of historians trace it back to this reference in 1895
right.
being the after the hunt.
Right.
Well, you know, you're on the hunt all morning long and then you're really tired. It's not quite lunch, not quite dinner, or,
right.
you know, tea, high tea, low tea. I kind of liken it almost to a tea in England. But then there are a lot of other historians who like to kind of attach it maybe to a religious
yes.
beginning also.
Yes. So the religious beginnings, there's some evidence that claim that Catholics in particular fasted until they went to Mass on Sunday. And then after that, they would have this large meal with their families. Mm-hmm. And so there is some evidence to support that as yeah. well.
Of course, that takes a modern bent too. I mean, I grew up in the time when Sunday dinner was the big dinner, and this is, we're talking the late 50s, you
right.
know, and early 60s, and so Sunday dinner was 2 o'clock, which
right.
is brunch time,
right?
But
right.
it would be kind of more of a dinner, you know,
right.
a regular heavy kind
right.
of dinner,
right?
And you know, laborious, and you know, took a long time to prepare. And brunch is so much more sensible.
If you're fascinated by the history of modern food trends, listen to A Taste of the Past. All episodes available on heritageradionetwork.org and iTunes. This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, the global leader in culinary and wine education, culinarycenter.com. Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.